Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Karen Kerrigan on the show. Folks, Karen is the original remaining member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She was part of the Brain Trust. She was the leader of the Brain Trust before there was a Brain Trust. She's the only person who's been on the show longer than me. And she has joined me in December 1997. We got her right between fifth and sixth grade. And she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She is a syndicated columnist. She is the someone who is well known and highly sought after in Washington, D.C. by all leaders of both sides of the aisle. And her work on behalf of small business is irreplaceable. And nobody, pound for pound, nobody does more for you and me than she does. Karen Kerrigan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thank you so much. It's always an honor to join you and your audience. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for helping us celebrate our 22nd anniversary. And thank you for helping me by putting up with my little extra obnoxiousness this week. So, Karen, and folks,
friends are for.
That's exactly right. If you can't abuse your – I always say people, tell people on here, you know, we only abuse the ones we love. Hey, Karen, the moratorium on health insurance tax, tell us about where that is right now.
You know, Jim, like a lot of things up on Capitol Hill, it's tied up. We have big bipartisan support in the House and the Senate.
Tell us about it, before we talk about the politics. Tell us about it.
Extend the moratorium on the health insurance tax for an additional 2 years.
Moratorium? Moratorium on what?
On the health insurance tax, on the HIT tax, which was a tax that was imposed in Obamacare.
Right.
Essentially, it was a tax on insurance companies that in a market that essentially hit small businesses. So it's on small business health insurance plans. And if any small business owner has opened up and seen, you know, what their rates are going to be next year, they'll see that they've been jacked up. Ours went up by like 5 or 6%.
Yep.
So this tax really, you know, it's a multi-billion dollar tax, costs a lot of money, and if we can get action by the Congress to extend the moratorium, and really it looks like our only hope right now will be, you know, in a year-end package in the omnibus bill, and there'll be a lot of stuff thrown into that.
So it's been abated for now.
Support that's not being acted on.
It's been abated for now, and we're hoping that they'll extend the abatement of the moratorium on the tax, because you know, Karen, this is when people ask me why did small businesses vote for Donald Trump. As you may have seen, I wrote an article pointing out, and with reporting and with facts and polling, that small business owners probably more than any other sector helped Trump get elected, and will probably help him get elected again. And one of those reasons was because Obamacare decimated small businesses. There's no telling how many small businesses were hurt or put out of business because of Obamacare. What do you think?
Well, I agree. It's you know, the cost of health coverage, or you know what, the other thing is how it hurt entrepreneurship. You know, people not taking that risk of starting a business because you know, they didn't want to lose their health coverage if they're working for a full-time employer. Mm-hmm. The cost was just out of this world. But you know, I'm listening right now, Jim. If you're looking at, there's a lot of small businesses right now who are deciding whether they can afford health insurance next year because the insurance companies had to figure this tax into, you know, the premiums for next year.
Yep. So you're saying, hold on, Karen, you're saying that the premiums that we're going to get, which all of us are going to get, that shows a significant increase probably for everybody, presumes that the moratorium won't be pass, won't be extended, and so they exactly. they baked the tax into the increase.
They did.
Wow.
And that's and so, you know, what we're hearing from insurance companies is that, look, if we get a 2-year extension, this will be something that will be refunded, you know, to small business, self-employed people. And we hope that's the case. But the bottom line is right now we've been pushing for this now for a year, since January. And there was a window where if the Congress acted, then we wouldn't see these premium increases that, you know, small businesses are currently seeing. But if we do extend the moratorium, you know, there is, you know, some hope that the insurance companies will
maybe they'll abate that.
You know,
we need to keep us posted on that so we can rise up on our hind legs and tell the insurance companies we want an abatement on that increase. Hold on to the thought. We got to come right back with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, folks. Nobody works harder for you than she. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.